Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Many, many, many years. Thank you very much, Mary. And welcome back to our second hour, folks. We're glad to have you tuned. We are here to answer your lawn and garden questions. Pick up the phone. Chris and Mark are waiting, and we will get to them very, very quickly. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. We are joined right here and right now by Tucker Reed, the horticulture manager of the beautiful Dallas Arboretum, and he's going to talk to us. He's telling us about some shrubs that we ought to be trying. Tucker, good morning. First of all, how you like this sunshine?
I do like it. I enjoyed working out in it yesterday.
Boy, I'll bet. Isn't this the best? It's going to be a little windy today, but nonetheless. Well, tell us about banana shrub, and this is not anything like what people are conjuring up in their mind, is it?
It is not, and its Latin name is, it's been disputed. I'd call it Michelia figo. Some people say it's Michelia figo. This is an evergreen shade shrub. It's related to the magnolias. If you look at the flower closely, you'll see very reminiscent flowers of the magnolias. When you put this in your garden, you need to put it in morning sun or full shade. Do not put it in the western sun. It will not appreciate you. This is the least hardy of the shrubs we're going to talk about. It's zone 8.
Used to be in zone 8 till about a month ago. we lived there for about 3 years, didn't we?
we did, and it seems to want to come back. 7's wanting to come back down on us, but yeah. This one, like some other shrubs that we use, this one might be lost from time to time, but it's definitely worth planting again and again. This plant is so much fun to have in your garden.
We plant loquats and we plant loquats and pittosporums and most especially gardenias, and they're all in that same and oleanders are all in the same category, so we're willing to try them. I won't slow you down. Keep telling us about banana shrub.
Well, this is a 6 to 10 foot shrub that's tall and wide, but it's not a fast grower, so you don't have to worry about giving it plenty of space. It's not going to get there anytime soon. When it flowers, it's got a little yellow, creamy yellow flower. Purple edge, really kind of cute, very, very fragrant. Its heaviest blooming is in the spring, and then it'll have a few flowers here and there all during the summer months. It doesn't need a lot of water. It's an average water user. It's limited pruning because it doesn't grow very fast. It's tolerant of all different kinds of soil, so you're not going to have to worry about that at all. This is not a showy shrub. This is a shrub that makes up for that lack of showiness by its intense fragrance. When you walk by this shrub in the spring, you're going to smell it, and it's awesome. I look forward to it every year, and I don't even like bananas. I don't eat bananas, but the fragrance of this garden, the fragrance that this plant puts out in the garden is great. It's such a refreshing, different smell.
How many do you have at the Arboretum?
Oh, I would say we have upwards of 10 in three different areas.
Where are those areas?
The Lay Ornamental Garden has the most mature ones. Women's Garden has some down at the bottom of it, closest to White Rock Lake, and then there's some rather new ones we just planted a couple years ago in the Ferndale.
Yeah, it sounded like it has Ferndale written all over it, doesn't it, with the shade and the, yeah, that's great. Yep. What about soil pH? Is that any concern?
It's not. Everything you read online and everything that I know about this plant is that pH really doesn't affect it.
Good.
It's such a tropical plant. It grows in all kinds of tropical zones, or at least the genus does. It can tolerate a lot of different conditions, except for a lot of sun.
And cold, yeah, understood. Yep. All right, and this is not an edible plant in any way, any part, any context, so keep that in mind,
quite
folks.
A common name.
And lots of cultivars available?
There are. There's a lot of cultivars. There's a lot of different species in this genus. They're all fragrant. Most of them are tropical. Some are deciduous. A lot of them are evergreen. You need to make sure you're buying the correct one that's going to work for your garden. If you're wanting a tropical plant that you want to move into a greenhouse or a conservatory during the winter, you need to buy a tropical one. If you want a species, make sure it's a hardy species of cultivar. Don't think that just every Michelia you find is going to be appropriate for our garden.
All right, good deal. And, you know, folks, when Tucker is designing gardens for the Dallas Arboretum, rather than writing all the names out, he uses three-letter abbreviations. I have now broken the code. That's what those mean down there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
He
Sorry.
sends me notes on this stuff. I ask him where they grow at the arboretum, and I see now, if I could just read those codes, I'd be all fixed. Dallas Blooms is coming up in how many weeks? About five or six?
About five. It starts February 22nd.
Yeah, I'd like to keep you on edge there, Tucker, just remind you how close it really is. Isn't it amazing how quickly things swing once you get through New Year's? Oh, it's so nice to rely. Oh, no. And here, all of a sudden, Tell us about Dallas Blooms. What's it all about?
Dallas Blooms is our signature event. It's been going on for years. It's one of the largest bulb displays outside of Holland, so it's really awesome.
It is beautiful, and they work so hard at the Dallas Arboretum for that. Children's Adventure Garden, folks, you need to look online and learn all about the Rory Myers Children's Adventure Garden. That is another signature garden of the Dallas Arboretum. Education, I know you wanted to add these in. Tell us about them.
Yeah, and education's got getting their schedules up now, so if you're interested in learning some things about gardens or crafts or anything like that, look on the website at DallasArboretum.org. Go under adult education, you'll find it. They just put up this last week the gardening and design classes. There's three that are coming up, the first three at the end of the month, square foot gardening, greenhouse galore, and composting. So if you're wanting to learn anything about those three subjects, those classes are on January 25th.
All right, good deal. How do they find the Dallas Arboretum?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, you'll find that you take the Grand Avenue exit and it'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
Yep, easy to get to and really good signage. And online, it's DallasArboretum.org. The 24-hour information number is
214-515-6500.
And folks, they're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week until clear up to Thanksgiving now. So this is a wonderful place, the Dallas Arboretum, where Tucker Reed is the horticulture manager. Thank you, my friend. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you next Sunday, Tucker. All right, and let me tell you right now, sponsored by North Haven Gardens, the founder of North Haven Gardens, the late Ralph Pincus, was also the founder, or at least many of us consider him that way, of the Dallas Arboretum back in the 70s. Ralph started North Haven Gardens in 1951. His son, John, and family now own and operate North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. They're open 7 days a week, and they are glorious. January is the time to start your tomato transplants. Also, coal crops and leafy greens from seed, and North Haven Gardens has all the accessories you need to ensure a bountiful homegrown crop this spring harvest. In fact, they have everything that you need, and they have quality seed and all the supplies. Garden tools, they have the best. On Saturday, January 18, from 11 until 11:30, North Haven Gardens will host a pop-up demo, Success with Seeds. Join them for a free, informal demonstration on how to start seeds indoors. That's next Saturday, the 18th, from 11 until 11:30. Onion slips are in stock. Leeks have arrived at North Haven Gardens. Plant them now. Have you thought about growing your own vegetables? Don't know where to begin? Introduction to Home Vegetable Gardening on Saturday, January 25, 9 to 11:30. This class covers site evaluation for growing vegetables, soil amendments, best maintenance practices, understanding vegetable classifications, and selecting the varieties. Cost is $34.99. Each attendee will receive a $10 North Haven Gardens gift card. You can buy your own tomato transplants or whatever you want to do with that from North Haven Gardens at the appropriate time. Class is offered a few times per year. Call to register 214-363-5316. Now that is going to be on January 25, 9 until 11:30, 214-363-5316, or go to the website nhg.com for more information. North Haven Gardens, 7700 North Haven Road, open 7 days a week. It's North Haven Gardens in North Dallas.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve. Let's go immediately to Chris in McKinney, who's been waiting a long time. Thank you, Chris. How can I help you? Chris? Hello, Chris. All right, I think Chris may not be there any longer. Lee, is that right? Put the phone down. All right, let's try Mark in Marietta, Oklahoma first then. Mark, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I have a Oklahoma redbud. It's about 8 feet tall, and back in the fall, I noticed one of the branches that comes off of sort of the main trunk, there was a wound there that was weeping kind of a clear fluid. The wound is about an inch and a half deep, and I'm wondering if I should go ahead and remove that branch, and if so, when would be the best time to do that? Also, the tree needs to be limbed up a little bit, and when would be the best time to do that?
All right, the best time to prune is during the winter time. You can prune them pretty much any time. There's no reason that you can't prune them in the summer or even spring and fall if you have to. Probably the time I would least like to do is right after they leaf out in the spring. Is the branch that has the damage and is leaking sap one of the ones that needs to be limbed up or not?
No, it's not.
Of course not. That'd be too logical, wouldn't it?
Right, yeah.
Nature doesn't work that way. Is the growth beyond that damage deteriorating? Is it declining? Is it sparse? Can you see an effect of that damage?
It doesn't seem to be.
All right. And now describe that wound again. You said an inch and a half long or deep?
It's about an inch and a half deep. It's not wide enough that I can even put my pinky finger
in. How big is the branch itself?
It's about the size of my thumb, probably.
Okay, so is this a crack in the wood, or is it a... You're saying the whole branch is the size of your thumb, and yet the...
Where it connects to sort of the main trunk
is
that size, and then, of course, it gets smaller as it goes out.
So it's not a hugely important branch?
Not particularly. It's about two-thirds of the way from the top of the tree. So I don't know that removing it would necessarily disfigure the shape of it.
Yeah, I'm tempted to say go ahead and prune it off because I don't know what's going on. But a lot of times trees will heal themselves. I don't know what that is. It's not a common ailment of Oklahoma redbuds. They don't always leak and do such and such. So I don't know what to tell you. But I think I'd probably just go ahead and prune it if it and prune it back flush, pretty much flush with the main trunk.
Okay. Should I wait and see if it's going to try to heal itself?
Well, if it's leaking, that's a sign of going the wrong direction. If it's dry and you see new bark forming across that wound, then that would indicate that it's on the other direction. It's going the good direction.
Right.
You have to be the judge of that. Or get a photo and take it into a nursery or post it on my Facebook page. Let me see what it looks like. It's kind of hard. I'm in blue sky right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help.
Well, I appreciate your waiting. You're a trooper. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. We have located Chris, and we will get to him right after this break. I'll go ahead and get this out of the way then. This is the lowest price that I will ever have on my brand new book. It is yet to be printed, but we're getting within just weeks. And once I commit to a press count so that they buy the paper, at that point, I cannot continue this price any longer. I'm actually losing. I'm taking a bigger hit than I thought I was going to on the cost of the book because we've added 32 pages. It was easier to add the pages and pay the price than to try to go back and edit everything down by 10% or 5% whatever it is. So that's fine. That's your bonus, and you still get it at $24.95, the introductory price. I'm not going to change that until we commit to the press count at that point. So call today. Call before 10 today. Here's the skinny on the book. The book is going to be a handbook. No, it's going to be a book. It's going to be 250 to 300 pages, and it will contain everything I have ever written. I'm not doing calendars any longer, and so all of the information of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray is in this permanently. So for January through December, you're going to have all that information in a 48-page section. I will have all the information you need on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, fruit and vegetable crops, also the basic information for gardening in the Lone Star State. Everything that I've had in the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, just in a much more user-friendly format, completely rewritten. I don't even open my old book as I'm doing this. I just do this one from my heart. and from my memory. Everything I've written, everything I've known and done is going to be in this book. It's going to be a really good book. It's going to have more than, well, we're at 550 photographs with two chapters to go, two big chapters to go. So it's going to have a lot of photographs, a lot of help for you. Now, it's only $24.95. That's the introductory price. And the reason I can do that is I'm self-publishing this. It is not going to be in stores, not going to be on Amazon. So if you want it, you have to call through my magazine office. I know I'll sell fewer that way, but at least this way I have control over it and I don't have to worry about people not being honest with royalties. I've not had good experiences. So it's $24.95, bought through my magazine office. I'll give you that number in just a moment. You can do an even better deal, though, and this is what about 80% of the people are doing. At the same time that you're buying the book, you can get a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine at half price. Total price of the entire offer then, $36.90. So it's $24.95 book only, $36.90 book and magazine, $7 postage on the book. Call before 10 today. Call before the price goes up. 1-800-752-GROW. You can also order anytime online at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. 1-800-752-4769.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Dixon Brothers, your best resource for all things aquatic. If it touches water, they have it at Dixon Brothers. Did your pool sustain freeze damage? Well, a lot of them did around North Texas. Don't let that problem get worse. Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 for repairs. Now, they do not install pools, but boy, do they repair pools. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers licensed technicians can get you up and growing again and protect the pool from upcoming winter storms. That phone number one more time. They're closed on Sundays, by the way. Call and leave a message, 972-288-7537. Their licensed technicians can install a freeze guard. It'll automatically turn your pool system on when temperatures go below 38, protecting your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms up. That's easy for you, and it's great for the pool. If you need to winterize your pond or water garden, visit their showroom for a thermometer or a pond de-icer or other professional pond products and advice. Dixon Brothers, knowledgeable aquatic specialists to assist you with all your pool, pond, and water garden needs. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or for directions to 204 North Galloway, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. Open 6 days a week, 972-288-7537, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shapp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
And they and I and my wife and I and a lot of parents and grandparents and friends and the graduates of the midterm graduation of Serenity High will all assemble later this week. Cool. Half Price Books. Read more, pay less. Half Price Books fills their shelves with all of your favorites. They'd love to see you more in 2014. Now you can find even more bestsellers. Check out the special section of the newest titles in every store. Visit every week for new releases. Have you made your New Year's resolution? This year, how about resolving to read more? There's one that'll be fun for you for a change, a resolution that you'll enjoy. Kids can make the reading resolution as well. Half Price Books has one of the best kids sections in town. I know they do. We shop there all the time, and one of the treats is to take one or two of the grandchildren in. They love it. New and used books, videos, toys, much more. For all ages. Don't forget that they'll give you cash for the books, music, movies, and games you've already enjoyed. Visit one of their 19 Dallas-Fort Worth area locations. They founded here 40 years ago, more than 40 years ago. Now they have 115 or more stores nationwide. Sign up to Resolve to read more. Get more information at Half Price Books. That's hpb.com, halfpricebooks.com. Now we have Chris in McKinney. Chris, you there now?
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. I guess you had your phone muted, and I did. And you're talking away, and we couldn't hear a word of you. So there you go. It worked. I will tell you, it worked.
My ear must have muted it.
Well, how can I help you?
I have a boysenberry bush that's very sentimental to me. I transplanted it from my grandfather's boysenberry bush, who passed away last October.
Oh.
And it was, as far as I know, he planted it starting in California, and then he transplanted it. He moved to Utah, and then I took a couple of starts, and one of them blasted, and now it's about 2 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it above ground in a 25-gallon tree pot. And need your advice on how to take care of it. I want to put it in the ground to make it more permanent so it'll last longer. And,
right.
And I haven't done much research on how to do that and the best way to take care of it.
Well, the bramble berries are primarily grown, they have to be grown in full sun. If it had a little bit of shade from 2 to 4 in the afternoon in July, wouldn't be a deal breaker, but basically full sun. Boysenberries are a really rare type. You rarely see them sold in Texas, and the only time I've ever seen people growing them was the man who lived behind us when I was growing up in College Station. He had a probably a quarter acre backyard that was just row after row of boysenberries on wire trellises that he trained. It was a fetish for him. He loved those things. And I did too, I'll have to admit.
I
don't make a habit of stealing, but oh boy, those things were good.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and so from that standpoint, I know they can be grown, but they are not. You'll see some kind of discouraging comments through the Aggie Horticulture website saying they just don't do all that well. What I would do is get it planted in the next few weeks. I'd plant it right away if you wanted to into a garden area where it can stay. You probably ought to put a small fence in, 4 feet high. Could be pickets. It could be two or three stakes with the wire between them, just so you can tie it up to that and train it. And then I would pretty quickly try as it makes a clump. I would get some more shoots from it. Leave the mother plant in place, and I'd dig those root sprouts that happen in a year or two and repopulate and get a little bigger population out there just to protect yourself, because I heard how special that was to you and the way you said it and in your voice timbre. So I'd try to get more than just one specimen. And then you treat it pretty much like you do blackberries otherwise, I think. I don't have a lot of firsthand experience. I was too young to, I think I was probably five or, oh, not that, I was probably seven or eight. And I don't remember how he pruned his.
You just partook of the fruits.
Well, as far as my little arm would reach through that fence. Yeah. I now a little step 8 and 9 work there. He's long gone. He was an old guy my age now at that time. And so he's long gone. He'd be 140 by now. But anyway, maybe he's hearing me apologize. I don't think I ate more than 10 of them.
Well, very good. I got a spot picked out for it.
Good.
And we'll make that work.
Good luck with it. I'm glad you called. Thank you. We're going to have to break for the news right now. And Gretchen and Carrollton, we will come help you with your magnolia tree next. Folks, this is my longest segment, and you would be up right after Gretchen if you were to call right now. That's 1-800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9222. 9227. Well, we had Dallas Plumbing come help our daughter this week. Power went out at her, not power, the furnace went out at her house on the coldest of the nights this week. And John, our hero. Now, they're all good people at Dallas Plumbing. But John was the one who was on duty that night, and he came and had her up and running within an hour. It was a relay, and he got that fixed, came back and replaced it. And, oh, man, do we like Dallas Plumbing Company. We love them, in fact. They made life livable for our daughter. And they can do the same thing for you. Now, I need to be a little more specific of some of the things they want me to tell you about. They've been around 111 years. And, you know, I put that up on my Facebook page, how grateful I was. And I went back a little while later thinking, well, people yawn and not think anything of it. It's just a comment about Neil and one of his sponsors. I had 300, I think it was, likes within 2 or 3 hours. People love this company. And they made the comment that I have made to you. It's a fourth generation, a family company. And somebody said how nice this family is. And that's exactly right, the Downs family. They are hands-on right there every day, making sure Dallas Plumbing is always the best. Save 15% on a complete 15-point heating checkup. Make sure your furnace is safe and efficient through the winter. Call Dallas Plumbing at 214-340-6300 for more details. 214-340-6300. Keep your system running efficiently and problem-free with Dallas Plumbing, Air Conditioning, and Heating. Silver Star Service Plan, just $145 for one unit, $95 per year for each additional unit in your home or business. That includes a free 1-inch filter and a 15-point inspection. Now, for all of that and everything else you could possibly want in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, it's Dallas Plumbing Company at 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
Learn how to design a home landscape plan to scale. Learn how to do it yourself. We'll teach you how. 19 years we've taught our home landscape school, and it will be Saturday, February 15 this year in Plano at the Plano Center. You must pre-register, and seating is getting extremely scarce. So I would really recommend you call our magazine office before 10, or that you sign up by going to neilsperry.com. Sponsors of the show include Encore Azaleas and Southern Living Plants, Monrovia Growers, Encore Electric Delivery. We have two kinds of Encore spelled two different ways, and Rubles Plants of Texas. Thank you all. Yeah, we'll teach you the principles of good design, how to lay out beds, the best plants to use, and how to place them within those beds, how to have focal points in your landscape, how to enjoy landscaping, how to have a fun garden that you'll be proud to use for entertaining or just to walk out in and say, hey, I did that. Now, that's our home landscape school all day Saturday, February 15. Then we give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional 2 weeks later, March 1 or March 2, your choice, to finish your landscape drawing. It's just $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household, $199 or $239, but you must register ahead of time and you need to contact us right away. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 10 today. 1-800-752-4769. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Hey, Jerry Overton.
Hello there, Neil. Thank you very much. It is 9:34 at the Brightling Energy News Desk. The demand for flu shots is growing. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Now, our weather and touch forecast, sunny, warmer today with a high of 73, but it's going to be windy. We've got a wind advisory in effect starting at 11 o'clock going through 6 this evening. Now, tonight, increasing clouds with a low of 44. No rain, though, in the forecast for Dallas-Fort Worth area. Tomorrow, sunny, not as warm. We're going to be still above normal, but 64 for the high. It's mostly sunny now, 54 at Fort Worth Meacham, 52 at Dallas Love Field, and 53 at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. We've got a real problem in Arlington. Highway 360 has been closed all morning by an accident. This is just north of I-20. Now, the ramps to northbound 360 from I-20 are also blocked. In Fort Worth, you've got a minor accident blocking one lane of 35W northbound. It's going to be just south of Loop 820. A deadly flu outbreak in North Texas has increased demand for vaccinations. Health official Jake Bathman says a free shot clinic in Plano Saturday was overwhelmed with hundreds of people seeking vaccinations.
The good thing is more people the better. The bad thing is I think some people might have to be turned away.
Here in the Metroplex, Dallas County alone has confirmed 26 flu-related deaths since September. Former President George W. Bush calling ex-Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon a warrior for the ages. And Governor Rick Perry is mourning the loss of an uncompromising patriot. The Israeli soldier turned politician turned statesman died yesterday 8 years after a stroke put him in a coma. He was 85. And the Thai capital bracing for more political unrest now. Anti-government demonstrators are planning to occupy major intersections tomorrow in what they describe as an effort to shut down Bangkok. There is concern about violence and possibly even a military coup. Again, looking for a high today of 73 degrees. It's 53 degrees at the Brightling Energy News Desk. I'm Jerry Overton, and we're right back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
We sure are. Thank you, Jerry. Encore Electric Service Delivery, the people who keep us all powered up and running, and we thank them for that. They are sponsors of our home landscape school, and we really thank them for that. The phone number, if you'd like to register for the home landscape school or buy your copy of my brand new book as it gets ready to print, 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Call before 10, if you will, please. Now, that's Encore Electric Service Delivery, our sponsor, and we're really proud to have them there. They have a couple of ways that you can be a little safer. You might be a little bit safer if you're out working in your landscape and garden. Before you trim trees or start construction, bring your tools or you within 10 feet of the power lines, you need to discuss that with them. They ask that you call them at 888-313-6862. They have people whose job it is to help assist you, to assist you on making good decisions of whether you're safe to do that or not. 888-313-6862. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. In fact, if you see one in contact, maybe a hanger has fallen down out of a tree after the ice storm a month ago and now is resting against a power line, you need to get some professional help in. Don't be out there trying to hook that thing and pull it off a power line. Not a plan. Not at all a plan. If you see fire, that's a time to call 911 right away. Now, if you're going to be digging in your yard as you get ready for springtime, putting in new water lines and everything, you know, you need to think, I wonder if I have underground utilities. They will come out and check and mark any that are there. If there aren't any there, they'll tell you, hey, hallelujah, you're good to go. And you need 2 business days to do that. You call 811 for that one. For more information, go to Encore.com, Encore.com.
Traffic can be bad any time of day. That's why we check on it every hour, every day. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
I have just received word from my magazine office that the folks are busy and they are planning on staying late, so they'll be there for another hour post 10 o'clock when I go off the air. They'll be there till 11, and that number is 800-752-GROW. Norway Irrigation will give you another phone number there, and that number will get you to the finest in turf and landscape irrigation, Norway Irrigation. Bill Jensen represents the ultimate in quality, and this is the time to invest in your home landscape. We have been facing year after year water curtailments, and I'm sure that's going to be the case again this year, whether we get rain or not. It's just a good plan to save all the water that we possibly can. Norway Irrigation will do that for you. They'll install a smart controller from Weathermatic. They will install Weathermatic equipment that is water efficient. They'll install it in a design that Bill and his team design and install for you that is water efficient, aimed at saving water. They have thousands of happy customers across North Texas, and I proudly hold my hand up saying I'm one of them. They do it the right way. They do it the best way. Made to last. They're affordable. They are great. They feature Weathermatic. They don't compromise. That's Norway Irrigation. Call them. And also for the finest in sprinkler repair, 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation. neilsperry.com.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
Gretchen in Carrollton has been waiting a good while. We have her on the air with us right now. Hi, Gretchen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
My pleasure. My magnolia is probably about 20 feet tall, and it's growing very irregularly in that at the bottom of the branches, the branches are all about evenly going out from the main trunk. But then as it goes up, one side, the branches are growing much longer than the other. So, and then at the top, they're more evenly growing. So it looks like it has a gap on one side of it where the branches are real short in comparison. And I had asked someone from an arborological company to come out, and he said he wouldn't do anything about it, but it looks really odd.
Okay. Do you have any idea why that has happened? Is there shade on that one side that's kept it from growing properly?
No, it's all out in the sun.
Okay. And is that on the shady side? Is that on the north side?
It faces the north. No, I'm sorry. It faces east, the side where the most growth is.
Okay, and that's sunny, so that should not be a part of it. I don't know what to tell you. It's hard to describe. I always use the example. It's hard to describe how to give a haircut over the phone, and it's kind of hard to describe how to prune a tree properly over the phone. But I will tell you that in my life, I have been known to remove parts of branches to try to get some symmetry back into trees when I know that there was absolutely no reason for them not to be symmetrical. There was, the things you look for are what I've described to start with, shade that would recur. You'd have the same problem coming back again. For example, I have a little gem magnolia that's fairly near our house, and until it got up over the roof, its branches were all on one side, and now I've limbed it up so that the branches are uniform. It wasn't the best plant to put where I did, but it's there, and I love it, and it's shading the house now, so it's nice, but it was asymmetrical for a while, too, so I understand. So that's one thing, is I look for shading or other competition. Second thing I will look for is to make sure there's no kind of damage to the branch that isn't growing well. Maybe there's a decay or something is just inhibiting its getting the water and the nutrients. And if I just find that I have no explanation after I look at the tree pretty carefully, then I will do some tip pruning and reshaping. I did that with a Chinese pistachio in a home we used to own. I couldn't handle the way it was growing. It just was really gangly in part. But if you got a really good tree service company that you trust, I hate to refute what they've said because they're on site looking at it, and they may have had a reason. I think it's worth asking, how come you didn't want to prune it?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I asked him that, he said, well, if I prune one side of it, you won't like the way it looks, and it'll take a long time for it to grow back out.
Well, magnolias are not fast growing, and if that side that's not symmetrical is less visible to the world and to you, if the other side is what most people see, then that's probably why he made the comment he did. But trees do grow back, and it might take it a couple of years. It might look really odd. But he's in the business of pruning trees, and he talked himself out of pruning that tree. So that tells you, number one, he's probably pretty honest, because he's certainly not lazy, or he wouldn't be in that business. And secondly, you need to hear that probably, and it takes a lot of other opinions to trump his one opinion, because he saw it. He saw it. So
okay.
I haven't given you a very good answer. I have pruned trees that have that problem, but I sure would get a third opinion, or post a photo, post a couple photos, put them on my Facebook page. Let me see what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll do that. That's a great
idea.
Yeah,
that could work. That lets me know better what I'm talking about. That's not a bad idea. All right, good deal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye. Let me take Don in Dallas, and we'll take our last break. Don, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. I live in North Dallas on a small lot, the city sewer is in the street towards the front of my house. Somebody planted a nice live oak tree directly over my sewer line, and obviously over the years the roots have displaced that sewer line, bent it into a crack or two, and then roots grow into that. I hated to do it, but I had that live oak tree cut down a few days ago, and I'm wondering if just the cutting down and grinding of the stump will stop its roots from continuing to grow, or if I need to put something like Tordon on the stump. I naturally hope I don't have to continue to have my sewer routed out every 3 or 4 months.
Well, what kind of sewer line did you have before? Was it clay or was it?
No, it's PVC. My house was built in 1986, so everything is PVC.
And so they have replaced that section that was cracked?
Not yet. I'm hoping to delay that, although maybe I'm probably going to have to replace it sooner or later.
Yeah. Well, I would think so. If it has a crack, the sewage is going to seep out anyway. Okay, to my point, if they ground the stump down far enough and got the major lateral roots, then there may not be anything left to come up. But live oaks do send up root sprouts. And so I would think probably you are going to have to put a herbicide on that, whatever access you have to the stump. Some kind of a broadleaf weed killer. And I'd probably drill into that stump unless it's really macerated. You don't want it to go out all over the ground. You just want it to go into the wood of the stump and soak in. It's still a pretty fresh cut.
I've heard Tordon is a good thing for that, and you only have to paint about the outer inch of the stump.
I have not used it, so I don't really know. I'd ask when you buy it what their recommendation is, or I'd do a little more research online. Often at our home, I have broadleafed weed killer that I use that has a 2,4-D product in it, and that I use for broadleafed weed control, and that's what I put on stumps that I've cut. I just put it on at full strength, but again, as I say, you have to be very careful not to let it just spew all over the ground. You want it only in the wood.
Right. Okay, I'll give that a try, Neil.
All right. Appreciate your call. You bet. Thank you very much. Good luck. All right, we're going to talk about my book. We're going to talk about the fact that the office will be open until 11. So if you would like to call, call now, but certainly call before 11. Call while you can still get the lowest price that we will ever offer on this new book. As I mentioned, I have added 32 pages. I am typing my fingers off to the nub, and this book is going to have everything I have ever written. My Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is a nice book, but it's 23 years old now, and its information needed to be updated. That's what I'm doing. This book will be called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can see the cover on my website at neilsperry.com. You can see it on my Facebook page. It's my profile photo. And I'm going to tell you that it will have everything that's in the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening and a huge amount more. All of it vastly updated. It will have all the information I've ever put in any of my 30 annual Texas gardening calendars of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray, except a whole lot more. 48 pages instead of 12 pages. Not doing the calendar any longer. So this is a permanent calendar in the book of when to do things. Now the book is going to be beautiful. I'm loving doing it. I'm self-publishing, so there are only three of us working on it. My editor of my magazine, Carolyn Skye, Cindy Smith, who is a wonderful graphic design artist. She's the one who did all of my calendars for the last 8 or 10 years. And I, we're the team. And it's been so exciting to watch this develop. I have printout copies on my desk. But I can't wait to see the final actual copy. You need to call before it goes to press, $24.95 and $7 postage. That's all you have to pay. My Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is half again that much, more than that even. And this book will not be sold in stores. It will not be on Amazon. If you see a book in a store, it's an old book by me. This one is the new one, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Your satisfaction with it is completely guaranteed. $24.95. I have a better deal for you. If you want to buy a subscription to my magazine at the same time you buy the book, both sent to the same mailing address, you can get the magazine at half price. Total price of the entire offer, $36.90. plus a $7 postage. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, but you must call before 11. We're running out of time, so call before 11 today or order online at neilsperry.com anytime today. And that's 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today, 800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have become a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
And my wife and I will be at Serenity's graduation on Friday, this Friday, for the midterm graduation. As I mentioned last hour, I always have the blessing for every one of the graduations, 26 of them now, I think, or 27, of leading the group, and usually it's 150, 200 people, in saying the Serenity Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance, I might add. And Lynn is always there in the receiving line as a member of the McKinney ISD board to call the name. She's called the name of every graduate, and giving them hugs and handshakes. It just is so cool. If you have a child or a grandchild in recovery needing a high school that's safe and sober, in the McKinney ISD at serenityhigh.org. Take a look. Baylor, Plano, and McKinney. Baylor, Plano Hospital, Baylor, McKinney Hospital. And Baylor, Plano is where our daughter's life was saved from the flesh-eating bacterium in 2005. We think the world of Baylor, Plano, and I have had help there. My wife has had help there. Our daughter really had help there. My mother-in-law was there twice. We think the world of Baylor, Plano. Well, now there's Baylor McKinney. It's been open less than 2 years, and it is glorious. It's at Lake Forest and Highway 380 in North McKinney. My wife serves on the board of Baylor McKinney. We just love the Baylor healthcare system. When you or a loved one is diagnosed with cancer, you want quality, compassionate medical care close to your home. And Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano offer technologically advanced inpatient and outpatient cancer services for removing tumors and treating cancer symptoms in a warm, soothing atmosphere. They treat a variety of cancers, from breast cancer to digestive cancers, head and neck cancer. Their comprehensive services include patient education, screenings, diagnosis, treatment, and support. For more information on cancer care at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR. That's the number 4. 1-800-4-BAYLOR or visit BaylorHealth.com. Our SPCA of Texas pet today is Sunshine, a beautiful and lovable 3-year-old female beagle mix. She's definitely a mixed breed. She weighs 54 pounds. That's a big beagle. She's not full beagle. Her lovely white and red coat is as soft and shiny as can be. Now, she's been at the SPCA for a few weeks. Lovely lady, knows how to sit and shake hands and jump and heel. She adores going for walks, and the SPCA of Texas staff and volunteers have been working on her in perfecting her loose leash walking skills. They have volunteers who go out and walk them. They have a 1 acre walking trail there at the McKinney shelter. Now, she is wonderful with children, enjoys company of other dogs, and she's only $95 to adopt. Come meet this precious girl today. She's called Sunshine, and that's a great name for Sunshine. SPCA.org/findapet. That's the way you can look at all the adoptable animals. She is at 8411 Stacy. That's just east of Custer Road in Southwest McKinney. Open noon to 6, 7 days a week, and the Dallas shelter is 2400 Lone Star Drive off 530 and Hampton Road, also noon to 6, 7 days a week. Back to the phones to Vernon in Eastland. Vernon, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How may I help you, sir?
I've got a little problem.
Yeah.
I've acquired a piece of property out here, and it's got an old field on it, and it's overgrown with mesquite and prickly pear cactus. I'm in the process of grubbing the mesquite out, which I can take care of that, but how do you eradicate prickly pear cactus?
Well, you're going to have to either hit it with a blade and bulldoze it down and then pile it up somewhere and either burn it once it dries or put it over in a ravine or something just to get all of those pads out of the way because they will repopulate. And you're going to have seeds that will still be hanging around, Vernon, so it's not going to be a one-time thing. But there's no spray that you can put on it that just magically will make it disappear. Even if you did spray it, you'd have those pads and all that nuisance for years because they decay very slowly. I would either use a blade on a front end blade on a tractor, or I would use a cable between two tractors and just pull it down and get it out.
Well, I've tried the blade. It seemed like that just spreads it around a little more.
Well, I don't think so. You need a little more technique then. I have not ever run a tractor with a blade on the front doing this. So if I just offended you with my comment, then I apologize because I don't know what I'm talking about. But I would think that you could get right under it and lift it up and then maybe push it gently or use some kind of a rake behind the tractor to pull it. I don't know. Joanne and Alan, please call me back. Rebuilding your yard's going to take me a long time. Folks, the number to my magazine office until noon today is 1-800-752-GROW. Lee Riza, thank you. Happy gardening.